To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahn, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seok Jin, Min Yoon Gi, Jung Ho Seok, Park Jin Min, Kim Tae Young, Jung Jung Kook, Standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS.
Woo!
Woo!
And we, yes, sharing my woo. We have a guest today.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Britt, and I am the older sister of Bethany.
Yes. So when I lived in Kansas City, I lived with Brittany, and it's really sad that we don't live together anymore. But when
it's quite tragic.
It's tragic. But when I got into BTS, it was because Brittany had gotten into K-pop. So, Brittany,
you are welcome.
Yes, Brittany is more of a K-pop stan in general.
I love world music,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I heard K-pop. I should probably give it a go, and then I haven't stopped since.
Yes,
I've neglected other countries. Now I only listen to Korean music.
Brittany is here with us today because we are talking about our hope. Our angel, our sunshine.
J-Hope! Yes!
And Brittany is a huge J-Hope stan from the beginning.
She loves him. I stan him so hard.
He is, yeah, he is her ultimate bias. Above all of the other K-pop groups, he is. And
yes.
Don't get me wrong, Brittany loves G-Dragon and that other guy from EXO. I don't even know his name.
Newman.
Newman, yeah. But her ultimate bias is J-Hope.
Oh.
So we had to have Brittany be a guest star on today's episode.
Yes. I shall represent, I hope to represent all the J-Hope stans out there.
And if you think that Brittany's voice sounds a little sexy, a little raspy, it's because everyone's sick here in Kansas City right now.
Yeah, like we got hit hard.
Yeah, I'm congested. She has a raspy throat, but enjoy it.
How's St. Louis?
St. Louis?
How is it, Bethany?
Yeah, we don't have any raspy voices over here, but whatever.
I mean, it's not fun, but at least enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sultry.
Okay, so let's talk about J-Hope, also known as... Also known as J-Horse, J-Dope, Hobie, Sunshine, our angel.
Sunshine, Happiness, Lollipops. What's that song?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't. There's a song.
You're My Honey Bun Sugar Plum.
No.
Oh.
Oh, but that would describe J-Hope. Okay, so we're going to talk about J-Hope. We're going to talk a little bit about his life, a little bit about his career, and then we're just going to talk about all of the dope shit that he's done, which is going to be really fun.
He's probably like, I stan him, but like, he's the most talented.
Yeah.
Ah, I can't.
Such a J-Hope stan. He's the most talented. He's just the best one.
Well, that's what won me over was his talent. J-Hope's so talented.
We'll get to J-Hope's talent in due time. But first, we need some basic facts and info. I'm going to preface this by saying I got most of my information from a website called minor8.com. And it's an article titled Profile and Facts of J-Hope from BTS, Bio, Fan Facts, History, etc. Also from like an Amino thread.
Yeah, right? Amino, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so J-Hope was born on February 18th, 1994, and it was just his birthday.
Yesterday.
It was his birthday yesterday. When we upload this, this will be on Thursday. So happy Thursday, everyone. Yeah, so his birthday had just happened.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Hobie. We love you so much. It looks like he had a really great birthday spent with his family.
Yes.
So happy that he's as happy as he was for his recent V-Live.
Oh my gosh.
But we love you. Happy birthday.
Yes. Mm. Happy birthday, our sunshine, our hope, our angel. Oh, okay. So he, being born on February 18th, he's an Aquarius, if that means anything to you. He's 177 centimeters tall. And for our American listeners and myself, because I don't know what that is.
Me either.
It's 5 foot eight. It's five foot eight.
Really? Yeah.
He's taller than me.
He's taller than me. Yeah.
I thought he was taller than that, but shit. All right. All right.
I feel like they're more relatable because I don't have to, if I met one, I wouldn't have to crane my neck straight up 90 degrees into the sky.
That's the only reason why. Exactly. That's the only reason why we want to know how high they are so we can compare. Are we going to look up to them? Are we going to come up to their like mouth?
Oh my God.
How can I imagine this?
Oh my God. I didn't think about that. I'm 5'2 and a half. So anything above 5'5.
So you'd be looking up pretty far.
Yeah. His blood type is A, which in like Korean culture, they really want to know blood type.
Well, to my understanding, that has something to do with your personality type.
Oh.
You know how we have like ENFJ and things of that sort? Mm-hmm. They do it with your blood type.
Oh, that's so interesting.
I do not know what A means.
See, I've always wanted to know what that, you know, what that significance was.
Oh, and yeah, that's what it is. That's why. You. Yeah, you're welcome.
Brittany, do you know what type A means?
I mean, we could Google this.
Let's Google it because we're all type A. We just found that out.
Yeah, we're all A positive.
A positive. Does the positive and negative make a difference?
Type I don't know.
A blood personality, yeah.
Keep going, Kayla, and then we'll have Brittany chime in.
Okay, so his favorite things, his favorite school subject was music, of course. That's no one's surprise. His favorite number is 7, which is really cute because there's 7 members in BTS. His favorite color is green, which he recently said in the Billboard video interview on YouTube. And it was hilarious because Jin was like, "You look like a snake." And it just made me think of when he was like, "I hate Snaku." And Snaky. I literally laughed out loud when I watched that. So, like, go look it up.
Snaky.
Okay, Brittany, did you pull up the blood type?
Yeah, so this is from KoreaForExpats.com. This is just number one is what I found. So blood type A, positive traits are like conservative, introverted, reserved, patient, punctual, and inclined to be perfectionist. So true. So true on that one.
Perfectionist, I can see.
Yes. His worst traits, apparently, for type A, in all of us, I guess. Obsessive, stubborn, self-conscious, and uptight.
100% me.
So apparently they're referred as farmers. They're said to be considerate of others and loyal to be a fault.
Bethany, is V's blood type A?
No, V's blood type is like AB something. It's not the rarest, but I know it's like AB positive. I think it's AB positive or AB negative, but I remember looking it up.
Oh my gosh. If it is AB, the worst trait is aloof. The first word is aloof.
Yep, yep.
How is that not Tay?
I know, I know. I remember reading that one time and I was like, yeah, that's B.
Yeah. So okay. that's why the blood types exist.
Yes. Let's get back.
Get out of here, V. You don't belong.
Get out of the door. I'm surprised it's not Jimin in this conversation because he always comes in on the V Lives and now he's in on our podcast. So we have to get through just a few more things that I feel like are important to know about J-Hope. It helps us build the picture of who J-Hope is.
I agree. Okay.
Fun facts. I feel like these are pretty well known, but he's like the best dancer in BTS. He used to do dance competitions before BTS, and he was also a street dancer. He's a great singer, even though he doesn't sing that much, but there are a few BTS songs where you get to hear him sing, and he, like, actually has a pretty good voice, and you wouldn't expect that from him because, like, he had to learn to rap for BTS.
Yeah, so he was originally supposed to be a singer for BTS, and V was actually supposed to be a rapper. V was supposed to be a rapper. Uh-huh. And,
what?
Yeah, and J-Hope was supposed to be a singer, and then they realized that J-Hope was just going to be a better rapper, and so they switched him.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, on J-Hope's recent V Live, he talks about how he actually recently took voice lessons. And on the V Live, he actually sings for you, and it's really good.
Aww.
I am missing out on this.
I need to watch it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, you guys need to watch. I should have, like, texted you guys, seriously, watched his V Live. It's, like, 45 minutes long because I just have to say, he got on V Live at like 11:15 at night, and he was like, I'm going to spend the last 45 minutes of my birthday with ARMY. He stayed on V Live until midnight, and he turned it off at midnight.
J-Hope.
He's so amazing.
He's very thoughtful.
Yes.
Oh, he's so thoughtful.
So another fun fact is that he got third at a national tennis competition. But I remember from a random clip on YouTube that he was talking about this, and RM said, yeah, but how many teams were competing? And there were only three teams competing.
Stop it.
So
That's hilarious.
I adore him. I adore that.
I just think it's so funny.
I got third in a tennis competition.
Yeah.
Only three teams were playing, but you know.
Another thing that I want to say is where he was born. He was born in Gwangju, South Korea. And the name of that city, like, area means light province, which I think is just so fitting for J-Hope because he's, like, our sunshine, like, and he's from, like, basically he's from the city of lights. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, that is beautiful.
Isn't that so beautiful?
He radiates.
Even
at his birth.
So I have to talk about his education as an educator myself. He attended Global Cyber University, also called Cyber University of Korea, and I believe it's the first cyber university in Korea, established in 2001, and it's considered a top 10 university in Korea. So
he's smart.
He majored in broadcasting performing art.
Oh, he's creative.
So
Really?
I also... Yes.
That's really neat.
I mean, I think that's cool.
He has a really good voice for broadcasting.
Yes.
It's so unique.
Expressive. It is unique. It is unique.
Yeah. Okay. So next, I want to talk about his family. He has an older sister. She's 4 years older, and he is, like, the younger son.
Have you seen her?
No.
Oh, Bethany, do you remember her? She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Ooh. She really is gorgeous.
She's hilarious, too.
Is she? I haven't really gotten her personality yet, but she's very pretty.
Yeah, I can tell she's hilarious just because she posts, like, stuff about J-Hope, and you can tell that they're really close to each other. J-Hope and his sister are so close, but I just know that she posts pictures of him when he looks, like, god-awful, and she's just smiling. Like, she takes a selfie, and he's in the background, and you can tell that they're close to each other, and her appearance is very similar to J-Hope. Like, you can tell they're siblings, but she's just gorgeous, and she looks like she's a fun time. Not in a sexual way, sorry.
Just, like, a nice person to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But really not much not much is known about his family, and like we don't really have any info on his parents specifically.
Which I'm glad. I'm glad that we don't, yes. Because that means that like they're really good about keeping their family to having their own personal life without, you know, the fame of their son interfering with their happiness. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cultural thing that I think comes from like having a more respectful culture of like people's boundaries. And like, I mean, like here we can find anyone on Instagram in 2 minutes. Like we could find our favorite artist's like best friend on Instagram and then find that person's mom on Instagram if we wanted to. Like there's just no boundaries. So anyways, yes, like you were saying, it's a good thing that we, you know, don't know a lot about his family, you know. We also know that they love each other a lot because, like, the birthday video where, like, his parents sent a birthday video and he cried and all of BTS cried.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
no, that video is so heartbreaking. So I actually ended up writing something about that video because J-Hope this year, he put out this V-Live, you know, and it just made me remember about the time. I think it was during the Boy in Love era. I know this because V had orange hair, but it was during the Boy in Love era, and they all sat around a table and surprised J-Hope with like these personal individual videos that they had like these messages for J-Hope, and he like starts to get like real emotional. But then his dad pops up, and then his like his mom and sister pop up too. But when his dad pops up, he says that he just like had this like knot in his throat the whole time. And then the second he saw his dad, he just busted out into tears. And it's just so painful to watch J-Hope cry like that because he's so happy and he's so full of life all the time. And he, like, once the tears started going, he couldn't stop. And all the members are hugging him, and it's just, oh.
And all the other members are crying, and it's like...
Yeah, like, Jungkook is crying, V is crying, Jin, I think, was crying.
It's, like, not just tears of being happy to see your parents. It's, like, tears of, like, missing them and tears of being away from your family and being away from home, but also knowing that you're, like... doing so much and you're making your family so proud and like I feel like that was like all of those emotions you could see that in like in that clip. It was so powerful.
Well, there's another, I mean, Bethany, you showed this one to me a while ago. Bethany and I, we were just like going through a bunch of like emotional videos of like, this is what it's like when RM is mad, or this is what it's like when Jungkook is sad. And like one of them was like J-Hope at sad moments. And there was this part where he was at a concert and he was talking to ARMY, to the audience, and he was saying that his parents were there.
Oh my God.
He found them and he was talking to them in the general direction, and he was talking about how thankful he was that he had the opportunity to make his family so proud and that he brought honor. Yes. And like that's such an important moment just in Korean culture in general, if you think about it, and which is really, it's really cool how these boys are able to be traditional in that sense. And it's just, it's neat. And being able to see that as an ARMY is really cool too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so that was pretty much all of like the basic J-Hope information. And I think we both have a lot to say about his career since like being part of BTS. So let's get into it.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, since his birthday was so recent, I was just going to talk about that V Live. I know you guys haven't really seen it all that much, but so much happens. You both got to watch it. I mean, I know it's kind of long, but you learn so much about J-Hope, and you can tell he's so relaxed when he does this V Live. He's very himself, and that's what makes it so great, is he's just happy and he's just talking to ARMY. Like I said, he decides to spend the last 45 minutes of his birthday with ARMY, and he turns the V Live off right at midnight. So in this V Live, he's super, super goofy and weird. and I love it. He looks like a little bumblebee. He's got like this white and black like striped shirt on, but he's got like a black beanie and he's got a black face mask on. He's got this yellow, scarf, like muffler thing around his neck. And someone actually commented, like, is that a towel around your neck? And he just starts cracking up. And he's like, it looks like a towel, but it's not. He takes it off and it says hope on it. Like, he has hope embroidered on this, like, this scarf.
Like, ascot? Like, kerchief?
It's not like...
Something like
it's
that?
It's not an ascot. It's pretty much a scarf. But it's really cute. Anyways, it's yellow. So he's just yellow and black. And he, like, puts his hands up and, like, flutters his hands like he's a freaking bumblebee. It's adorable. He's just super goofy throughout the whole thing. Like, he looks right at the camera. He, like, continuously throughout the video puts his face, like, right up next to the camera. And he starts, like, blinking his eyes and, like, alternating, winking both of his eyes. And he's like, I'm seducing you. So he said that, this is funny, he said that one of the first people to call him for his birthday was Jin. So Jin called him at 11 p.m., he called it the night before his birthday.
Oh, Jin posted I was on Twitter like, before.
What? Oh, we're really late. It's the day of.
Yeah.
It's 11 p.m.
It was 11 p.m. It was an hour before J-Hope's birthday. And he answers the phone and Jin is like, J-Hope, what's up? And then J-Hope talks about how he's pretty sure that Jin was drunk when he called him because he was out with a friend. But Jin also, he ended up posting that picture of J-Hope with those glasses on.
Yeah.
Priceless photo.
I love that picture. I love that picture.
Yeah, he explains that picture a little bit. Apparently those glasses were actually Namjoon's glasses. And he talks about how everyone was making fun of RM because they all went out to eat. It was like a year ago that this picture was taken. They all went out to eat and RM didn't have like any makeup on or anything and had those glasses on and they were all giving him shit because he looks like he's got tiny little eyes behind those glasses. So they all put them on and took pictures of themselves.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah. In this V Live, he talks a lot about his mixtape.
Mixtape!
We want the album.
Yeah, mixtape. A lot of ARMY was talking on Twitter and Instagram and all that because we thought that he was going to release his tape on his birthday.
On his birthday!
Especially since he started this V-Live at 11 o'clock at night. People thought that after the V-Live at midnight that he was going to release the tape.
He is the biggest tease.
He's the biggest tease.
Especially with, like, last week, like, Jimin posting all of those videos on Twitter
like
with him and the J-Hope like album cover.
Jimin's in on it too.
Oh my, of course he is.
Jimin's the big tease.
Jimin is the biggest. he is every member's biggest fan. He is such a supportive like member.
He
like loves and cares. Okay, look, now Jimin is in on RV Live right now.
Jimin.
He walked in, he made hearts in the screen behind the door, and he busted in wearing a black baseball hat.
I gotta say something about Jimin in this V Live though.
Yeah. He always makes an appearance.
Yeah, he always has to make an appearance. He's a little ho, okay?
He's like his own knock knock hey. Joke. Knock knock. Who's there?
It's me.
Jimin.
No, I love it.
So what does he do?
So he walks in, which is funny because I watched this V Live when it was actually live. Like I texted both of you guys, like, oh my god, J-Hope is live right now. You guys gotta check it out. I don't understand anything that J-Hope is saying because I don't know Korean, but I hear him saying Jin a lot. And I just remember thinking, I wonder if Jimin's going to show up because Jimin always has to make an appearance on anyone's V-Live. Like, he crashes everyone's V-Live. It wasn't too long after that you see a shadow in the door behind J-Hope.
Just did he make a heart?
Yeah, he made a heart.
Oh, of course. Of course.
But the thing is when he comes in, J-Hope immediately grabs him and, like, he's sitting on his lap and they're just, like, super cuddly with each other and you can tell how much J-Hope loves Jimin. But anyways, aww. Jimin, what's funny about it is Jimin has no socks on. He's barefoot. And, and
what?
I know. And J-Hope is so quick. Like, one of the first things he says to Jimin is, you're barefoot, you know? And all of a sudden, Jimin slowly, I'm not kidding you guys, he slowly lowers himself to the ground onto his knees. And literally, J-Hope goes, "You just kneel down so naturally." Like, what? You ho! He's on his knees. He's barefoot.
He's submissive.
He's submissive and he's a little ho.
I'm blushing for him.
Quit calling my man a ho. There's nothing wrong with... Look, there's nothing wrong with being promiscuous, but he... I think ho is historically derogatory.
Oh my.
He's not a hoe. He has a lot of love.
No, he has a lot of love, but I think he is a little slut. I don't know.
He's such a flirt.
That's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
That's yeah, so he's cute. A flirt.
You know what? Jimin's really good at making people feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm. So he dropped down to his knees.
He dropped down to his knees, and of course, like, J-Hope's like, "That looks so natural, blah, blah, blah." But he does it in a seductive way, and then he puts his hand on J-Hope's, like, inner thigh, and I know, but in addition to this, J-Hope is, like, talking, and I don't remember how this happened, but Jimin raises his arms up or something to the point where his shirt comes up, and you can see he's in all black, and then he pulls his, like, shirt up a little bit on accident, and you can see this bright blue boxers / briefs. It's like, really, Jimin? Really? He's on V-Live, and he just flashes his, like, underwear at us, which, in addition to that, J-Hope also does that. J-Hope, like, adjusts the camera during this V-Live, and he adjusts it so much that, like, his shirt lifts up, and he's like, "Oh, no, my underwear. I thought it just showed. I guess it didn't, but it totally did." Like, you totally saw J-Hope's underwear.
I have to leave this podcast to watch this video now.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so maybe they're both little hoes.
They play with our hearts.
They play with us.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So anyways, that's pretty much all I have to say about the V-Live other than, you know, it was his birthday. He was so nice. He talked about his mixtape. He reassured us that it's coming soon, even though he's been saying that forever. And Jimin says that he's heard the mixtape and that it's dope and all this other stuff. So it's coming soon. I feel bad that we've pressured him so much to release it. But it's,
you know,
it's
what? But I'm glad, even with the pressure, like you were saying, Bethany, I'm really glad that he's taking his time to make sure. I mean, that goes with the type A perfectionist personality, you know?
I mean, like, there's pressure around it, but I think he's, like, yeah, he's
this
definitely
so
taking
special.
His time. Yeah, it's so special to him. He's, like, putting so much effort into
Don't
it.
Don't rush it for us.
Yeah.
We'll be patient, and we will wait.
So I want to kind of talk about a series of events that I learned about while researching J-Hope that have me really, really excited for his mixtape. So, before he was in BTS, he was part of an underground dance team called Neuron. And, like, through that, he was debuted on Jokwon's I'm Da One and Animal in 2012, like, as a dancer. And through that, he kind of got more recognition. So then he, of course, joined BTS, debuted with BTS in 2013. He's their lead dancer, and he's a rapper. And something happened, though, in 2014. He actually got, like, cyberbullied. He became under, like, he came under attack on social media. Like, people, I know, Brittany is making this, like, very sad face right now.
Well, no, it's, I didn't know this either.
Why would J-Hope be the target of, like, cyberbullying? He was getting attacked on social media because people were saying that, like, he didn't have a place in BTS. Like, they said he was undeserving of being in BTS and that they wanted him to leave the group.
Oh my god, what assholes.
I know.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, no. They were basically like, what reasons, you know, like, what qualities you have that you should be in this group. They also implied that Jim and RM have mental disorders, which is a very, like, serious topic that should not be joked about. Mm-hmm. So these people, whoever was doing this, they were, like, really going in, like, just being really vicious and terrible. So in response to that, ARMY on Twitter, they made a hashtag J-Hope You're Perfect, and they made that trend #1. in response.
Good job, ARMY.
Yes.
ARMY, thank you.
ARMY runs
Twitter.
Thank
you, ARMY.
Like, Twitter ARMY stands on Twitter.
I'm so proud to call myself ARMY.
Me too.
I'm proud to call myself... Let me tell you, I was really nervous to call myself ARMY because I think there's a lot of good ARMYs and there's a fair amount of ARMYs that are a little cray-cray. But...
Yeah.
So I was a little nervous to call myself an ARMY because I'm a little bit older, but I remember talking to a professor at my university who is really into K-pop, and she's like, oh, you're an ARMY? Like, it was a bad thing, you know? And she's like, ARMY's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And oh, that was one of the hardest conversations I've ever had to deal with because she's a professor, so of course I had to respect her. But at the same time, I'm like, stop hating on ARMY. Like, I just, you know, it made me feel like weird or like crazy to be an ARMY, and I'm glad I am.
Yeah. So anyways... After ARMY made this trend, they made a hashtag J-Hope your perfect trend in response. And J-Hope never really publicly addressed. He never, like, said anything. He, you know, I think he just eventually, you know, posted again on Twitter like nothing happened. But in 2015, he released his first solo track on SoundCloud via the BTS Twitter is how he announced it. And it's called One Verse. And I did not know about this until today. Brittany, you knew about it.
I knew about it for a little while.
Oh my God.
Did you really? I've never heard of it.
No, it is so fucking good. Like, honestly, we could do an entire episode about this song, this track.
I need to listen to it. Oh my God.
It has got me so excited for J-Hope's mixtape because if this is what he first made, I cannot imagine what his mixtape
is going to
be.
This is like his mic drop, like, a few years back.
This is J-Hope's mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is it really? Oh, shit. I need to listen.
I mean, this was back in 2015. Yeah. This was before he really got into his rapping style that we've come to, like, love so much
but
now. But it's still very good.
It is, like, I love the style of this. To me, I love it almost as much or equally as I love Suga's rapping style. And we know how much I love Suga's rapping style. Like, this song...
That is
really,
very strong for Kayla to say.
Yeah, this song really blew me away, and I'll tell you why. Okay, so, it has a very reggaeton vibe to me, which I... am also a lover of global music, and I listen to a lot of Spanish. Yeah, I'm a Spanish teacher. I've been studying Spanish for like 9 years, and I love reggaeton. And so especially once he gets to the chorus, like the refrain, he has a very reggaeton like vibe. And he also has a trap beat, which means that he utilizes a lot of triplets. Mm. It's very common in trap music. So it just has, like, this interesting, like, really fun, like, yeah, sound, kind of like Mic Drop does. But the whole song is basically him addressing, I feel like, since he never publicly addressed anything, I feel like addressing his haters, like, the people that cyberbullied him in 2014, because this is only...
A year later,
maybe not even, because I don't even know what time of year this was released. But he's basically saying, like, I'm here, I deserve to be here, like, I'm going to show you that I do. He said he was watching the, quote, fiery scene for 2.5 years, which I feel like this came out in 2015. They debuted in 2013, so there's your 2.5 years that he's been watching, like, not really... saying anything, not like rocking the boat, but now he's putting out his own song, you know, like he's showing what he can do specifically. And
so awesome.
Anyways, yeah, the song, Brittany, you really hit the nail on the head. It is like his mic drop 2 years, you know, actually 3 years ago. It's 2018. Mm. Oh, man.
Man, I gotta listen to it. I'm surprised I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love J-Hope so much, all I can do is, like, smile and sink into my body and be like...
So, he also, in the song, he said, I'll lightly step on the road my fans made for me, rising up through the efforts of my brothers. And I was like, oh My God.
Poetic. Like, he's a poet.
I mean, poetic, but, like, yes, so meaningful.
Yeah, that's like a sugar line. That's something like sugar line.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. And he, like, this song was a perfect way of, like, saying, I'm here, I deserve your recognition. And Suga has songs like that, too. Mm-hmm. RM has songs like that, too. Mm-hmm. But I just, there's a special, I feel that Suga's the best rapper in BTS. That's my bias because he's like second on my bias list and he's incredible. But this J-Hope song, I'm like, they might be equal. Like, yeah. They're so, like, so, and this was 3 years ago.
Yeah. So kind of when I ended up watching Cypher 4, because we have to talk about Cypher 4 because J-Hope.
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
J-Hope is insane in Cypher 4. But anyways, after watching Cypher 4, I was like, man, Cypher 4 is amazing not only because of J-Hope's part, but RM's and Suga. So I kind of wrote my thoughts on the three rappers and what makes them stand out in the K-pop community as rappers. What RM has going for him is that he's just like, in Cypher 4 particularly, but kind of overall, this is how they are. RM is just this powerhouse, and he catches your attention because he's so woo, like he's there and he's present, and his voice just resonates, and it, you know, it just travels. His voice just travels.
He makes you listen.
Yeah, he's very poetic too. He's very lyrical.
Mm-hmm. And then Suga has this, like you said this before, Kayla, he has this amazing flow and speed that just catches you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit, like he is rapping. Like, he, I mean, he spits it so fast.
And he does it looking so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't phase him at all. Mm-hmm. He has, like, this amazing stage presence, you know? Mm-hmm.
So what makes J-Hope, I think, an outstanding rapper is, and I've said this before, his voice inflection.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, his voice is so unique, and his rap style is basically, like, he's not rapping super fast, he's not rapping super hard, but he's rapping with such voice inflection that you're like, wait, what am I listening to? What's that? You know, like, it's just like, it's different sounding.
Style. Well, that's the thing. Whenever I listen to Cypher 4, I always find myself trying to match whatever they're doing. And like, it's really fun for J-Hope because, you know, you're higher in your pitch and then you go lower and then just all of a sudden, and then you like, break it down. Ow. Ow. Like,
no.
It's so good.
And it's like, it is so catchy. Oh, like, it completely draws you in. And it, like, I mean, also the way that Cypher Part 4 is put together, like, the order of the rappers just makes it so good, you know.
They did that in Cypher 3 too. It's a really, I think they had such success with Cypher 3 that they were like, all right, we're gonna do it again with Cypher 4. It just, it's like RM gets your attention, J-Hope keeps your attention with like a different kind of more slow down pace, and then Suga just freaking finishes it.
Yeah.
For like a solid month, I listened to Cypher 4 on my way to work.
It's a hype song.
Oh, my God. Well, what I loved most about it was, like, because my voice is lower in the morning. And, like, you have to do the, sorry, bae. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would contribute.
And you start your morning with singing, I love myself. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's
it
the
just gets you high.
We should all, everyone should start their day like that. Just sorry, sing, bae. Sing Cypher 4 in the mirror. After you get the shower, you're just, like, drying off, you're getting ready to start your day. Take a minute, play the song.
They like just, they step you through your process. You start off with RM. He gets you ready. He gets your like heart pumping. J-Hope takes you through a little story time, and then Suga just brings it on home.
Oh my God!
And then you're like, I'm ready for my day now.
Yeah,
I love Cypher 4 so much.
Oh my gosh! And like the visuals in that video that you're talking about, the Chicago performance, right?
So I when I watched Cypher 4 recently for my research, I watched this Chicago focus, and I think that's just because we're Midwesterners, so it's like, that's that's the concert we would have been at, you know, if we knew them. So I'm like, I gotta watch the Chicago Focus.
Is that the one with like J-Hope in the like purple?
They're all in like velvet robes in
okay,
this
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
J-Hope has this long purple like crushed velvet robe.
That's
and
all
he's
I
wearing remember. He's wearing it open like oh, with yeah. jeans or something.
Swag.
But the most important part of his outfit is not the purple robe, not his shirt, not his pants, nothing. It is the circular, like, sunglasses on his face. Mm. He wears them, like, down. He pushes them up and, like, lets them slide back down. And he, like, catches angles. He finds the fan cams. He looks straight at you. He looks to the side. He like, jawline, sticks his tongue out.
Do they oh. practice this?
He has to.
No, they have to. They have to practice it. Yeah, the thing about this performance is, like, the Chicago Focus, and he probably does it in other performances, but, those sunglasses are just, like, riding down his face, all this other stuff, but at the very end, when his rap part is done, he takes the glasses off, and you're like, shit.
There's a whole post on our Instagram, Sugar-Free Cookie Jams, if you scroll back far enough, just appreciating this one performance of J-Hope, because, like, his aesthetic in this is truly incredible. Like, the glasses,
okay.
the glasses, his hair, the robe, he just looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, the bobbing of his head, like, how he, like, bobs his head, like, ooh, that.
He can be really rude sometimes.
He's being really rude in this. And if you're new to, or if you haven't heard this K-pop kind of vocab, right?
Lingo.
Rude is like he's being so attractive, so sexy, or she, whoever you're talking about, is being so attractive, so sexy that like it hurts you. Like you feel it's offended. It's like mean, like. And that's why we call it rude.
It's like when something's so good, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my notes, I literally wrote my notes. J-Hope is the rudest member of BTS.
He is. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean,
Jimin's pretty rude.
Jimin's rude. RM with his little mouth thing that he does. My gosh, RM with the mouth thing. And then Jin with your lips.
And your shoulders.
How dare you?
Oh my God. When Jin wears a white t-shirt with like a scoop neck, not a V-neck, not like a crew neck, but a scoop neck, and you can see his collarbone and how wide his shoulders are and his long neck, and it goes up to this perfect face with these beautiful lips and eyes, and oh my God, Jin!
I kid you not. Bethany and I, we researched one time how wide Jin's shoulders were.
How wide?
It was like 60 centimeters.
Okay, but that centimeters mean nothing to me.
No, we actually got out a measuring tape.
We did. We got out a measuring tape to see how, and they're big.
Yeah, we measured. Remember, we measured how wide Corey's shoulders are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like,
just to compare.
Okay, 60 centimeters.
Like, we compared it to other men in our lives. And Jin, how dare you grow those shoulders? Just.
I also watched the BTS Countdown version of it. And all I have to say is that, like, I love how he looks out into the audience. And he's like, when he says spotlight, he acts like, the audience is blinding him, or that the lights coming down on him are like blinding him.
Yes.
It's such a good like way to like, I don't know how he's moving his body. It's great. But he has such a stage
presence.
He's also
really good with the neck stuff.
Yeah. He has such a stage presence. He's so charismatic. His fashion, I can't get over J-Hope. Like, not only is he an amazing dancer, that's probably one of the best things he has going for him, is that he is just a pristine dancer. He's a great rapper, but he's also, his style is insanely good. Like, he's got a unique style that kind of reminds me of just like a stoner, which sounds terrible. Like, if any of the BTS members smoke, if any of them smoke, it's J-Hope, 100%.
No way.
What? Suga? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Maybe Suga.
I don't know. In all honesty, none of them probably do anything.
Yeah, there's no, they don't have time.
Well, they probably don't need it.
Do you think they have time to chill and relax?
I mean, I don't know.
No way.
Jin was drunk just the other night, apparently.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that's true.
I mean,
did you see J-Hope when they came to the AMAs? He was like so pumped that he saw Post Malone. And then Post Malone's like, let's get weird later.
Oh, okay, in all honesty, that's a very good point. Because Post Malone is probably stoned all the time.
But no, I saw an interview with Post Malone, and he was like, I don't even smoke anymore, like, since he's gotten really famous.
Good for
like,
Post,
like, he doesn't
then.
Have time for it.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, then maybe.
But I don't
Stand
know, maybe he does.
Stand against the stereotypes. I mean,
but V was wearing a Legalize It hoodie in Go-Go.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That's true.
But that could have just been because he wanted to wear, like, a $480 hoodie.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, Suga and stuff, I also kind of just talked about, like, I just need to talk about My favorite J-Hope ship, and Kayla, this might upset you. I don't know, because it's soap, and
I mean, I'm not as crazy about ships as you are. So
yeah.
No, it's okay. Soap is cute. Soap is so cute.
I seriously
I love soap.
Yeah,
because
they created soap.
They created soap. They literally themselves soap all the time. They flaunt soap. And I love them because J-Hope is this, like, bright piece of sunshine. And Yoongi is this little, like, tiny kind of...
Grandpa.
Little cloud.
a small gray cloud.
In all honesty, them together is their own climate.
They're their own climate.
They're
oh,
perfect.
My God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can leave now. That was that was all we needed from you. Bye.
They're their own climate. That's perfect. But I love
how... Oh, that's so cute.
I love how when Suga is with J-Hope, he becomes the most obnoxious piece of shit. Like, they're both just so annoying together. And they're just screaming and yelling and being totally stupid with each other. And I love it.
I love
that. Well balanced.
That's, like, the only person that Suga would be that way with.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's that way sometimes with other members, but, like, I think J-Hope would probably just bring it out.
I think they do complement each other quite well.
They do, yeah.
Just,
they do.
I mean, I feel like professionally, as musicians, they complement each other well. And then probably in their own personal lives, they complement each other.
Yeah, you can tell that J-Hope has this, like, deeper level to him. He, on the surface, is, like, this ray of sunshine and all this other stuff, but he's so mature. Like, and Ratman, or RM, ended up saying that if he was to pass on the role of the leader, he would pass it on to J-Hope. And I think that
I think J-Hope is, he has a lot of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't know him personally, but just the way that he carries himself, I think he has a lot of understanding. I think he's very observing to what's going on. And he
try to be inclusive to other members.
And then he validates other members.
Yeah, he validates and includes. Yes, thank you.
And
exactly.
He's a good teacher. We haven't talked about this, but he helps teach the other members all of the choreography. Because he can get it down so fast as this amazing natural dancer.
Yeah, he got that DNA dance down so fast.
Yeah.
I know. RM and Jin said that it took them, like, a few hours, but, like, J-Hope got it in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's so many videos of J-Hope, like, helping Jin out, helping RM out, like,
right.
Just watching them, and then, like, the way that he tells them that they're not doing it right or whatever, he's so sweet, and he's, like, so encouraging, mm-hmm. and... He's a great teacher.
But something that I love about BTS altogether is, one, that they help each other out, but they also challenge one another.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always not, like, stuck at this one level. They're mm-hmm. all pushing each other to improve themselves. And I think definitely Suga and RM really helped J-Hope develop as a rapper. And now he's really branched into his own set of style, and you can definitely tell. And I feel like this mixtape is going to be quite a ride for us as ARMY,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to see J-Hope expressing himself the way that he wants to.
Yeah.
Hopefully the way that he wants to.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool and pretty magical.
But let's talk about Boy Meets Evil, because we haven't talked about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about Boy Meets Evil and Mama.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, Mama.
So, Boy Meets Evil is, of course, the intro to the Wings album.
Mm.
And so that was the first video put out about the Wings album before, like, the comeback. And so it's just a J-Hope, like, Brittany, do you know if he choreographed it himself?
He has
it's
to.
It's just J-Hope.
He had to have.
It's so his style.
I know there's a lot of practice videos.
When I watch that perform, like, when he performs, but also, like, just, like, the Boy Meets Evil video, like, the big hit official video. I mean, you see how crazy intense that choreography is. Like, when he lifts his leg, like, all the way up to his ear, basically.
Like, loops his arms around it.
Uh-huh. And you see, like, the practice videos. He worked so hard on that. Like, I really, this is cheesy, but he probably put his blood, sweat, and tears into that dance. Like, it was...
Oh, but, Chang, you can leave now. That's all we need from you. No, that was... I know that when... I remember the first time I watched the video, and it was with Bethany. Mm-hmm. And we were just going through YouTube. We're going down, you know, the hole. And we just happened to find, you know... Boy Meets Evil, and it was like, let's check this out. And as soon as it started with a boom, ba-dicka-da-ga, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And like he as soon as it started, I shut up and I just watched. And then I was like thirsty afterwards because my mouth was open for a minute and a half. But his dancing is amazing. Also, I don't know who did the cinematography for the video, but that was well done.
Yes.
Mad props to you. Whoever did it, team of people, fantastic job. Because like whenever he stomps, like the floor cracks, you have the panning in and out of a different like color.
You have like the neon, you have like the neon paint splattered all over.
Right. But there's that moments where he's like, he touches like his mouth, he covers his mouth, he's like choking his neck, and then it's like this release with his hand. It's very poetic just in his body movement. You have to be so in touch with yourself. Like, emotionally in touch with yourself. You know your body in order to express, you know, emotions or a story in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like...
Yeah, I mean...
Dang it, J-Hope.
J-Hope has incredible control over every part of his body. That's why he's such an incredible dancer.
Fantastic.
What I love about that video is, even from the beginning, they thought out every single movement. Like, he thought out every single movement he was going to make. Mm-hmm. Like, when he's just standing up at the beginning of the video, you can see, like, the archway, like, framing him. It's, like, artistic, like, dancer-style standing. It's not just him, like, getting up off the floor. It's, like, him, like, bending in a certain way to make it look, like, very artistic.
That's
and,
how
like,
we should all get up off the floor. Gosh. We should just, like, stand our fingers and move them across.
Yes.
You know, and then stand up.
Yes.
That's how we should all get up from now on. J-Hope stands.
I love...
That's how we should all get up from the ground.
I just love the thought put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about Mama?
Yeah, let's talk about Mama. Hey, Mama.
The thing about Mama is, on the Wings album, like, everyone has these really kind of, like, super deep songs and kind of slower songs like Begin, Stigma, Reflection, Awake. And then you hear Mama, and it's so J-Hope. It's so J-Hope. And the choir that shows up behind him when he's performing.
What's so great about, well, one, the song is Mama, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's talking about how his mother has always been there for him, but now he's stability, so he can take care of her now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's stable, so, yeah.
And so, like, you know, I'm going to take care of my mother. I'm here to take care of you. Like, the time is done.
And
I'm
thank
here.
You for
and
supporting
you.
Me
right.
through all of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, what's so neat about the choir coming in at the end is it brings a sense of community and integration. And that makes it so powerful in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're included.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just a huge fan of it. Also, I mean, let's be real. It's just upbeat.
It is it's a bop.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bop.
Yeah.
You're just happy.
Yeah. The
hey,
first
Mama.
Time. So when I used to like work and open up in the mornings, and Jordan and I were doing it together, he would like walk past while I'm playing music, like doing prep or whatever. And he was like, what is this goofy song that's playing when Mama was playing? He was like, what's this goofy sounding song? And I was like, oh, it's Mama. It's by J-Hope. It's like about his mom and thanking his mom. He was like, oh, I should have known it was J-Hope. Because it's, like, goofy, but he didn't mean it in a bad way. He's just, like, it sounds like, I mean, it is distinctly different from every other song on Wings. Like, is just like so upbeat, and it does feel like goofy, but only just because it makes you feel so like happy and you know.
Yeah. I agree. And bringing it back to his birthday last year, he actually spent it on stage performing Mama during the Wings tour. And he mentions this in that VLive. And what I love about when he performed it on his birthday last year is when he performs this, he is so happy and he like takes off his white coat and he's got this sparkly, glittery blue jacket underneath. And he's on stage and you can tell that he is like, he doesn't just have backup dancers. He has people dancing with him, and he acknowledges them. And when the curtains open, I mean, before the curtains open or after they open, I don't know. But he's like, I don't know what he's saying in Korean, but it's like, "Utsuriyaryo," and it's like echoing. And like, there's no music playing. And he's like, "Utsuriyaryo," whatever he's saying. And then he's like, and then he just goes, "Hello, Mama. Hey, Mama." And it just, it's so great. And then what I love about that performance for his birthday is Jimin and all the other members actually joined the choir and filmed it and tweeted about it on Twitter last year when he performed Mama on his birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Let's just cry together, okay?
I think Brittany's welling up a little bit, to be honest. She
I have not heard that.
Yeah. That is adorable.
Yeah. Well, I think this was a really successful J-Ho podcast. I mean, obviously this episode could go on forever and ever and ever, and we have so much more that we would like to say about him.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to do a part two, because honestly, I feel like we could do a part two for RM. Mm. So, you know, maybe in the future, if you guys like this, let us know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do a part two. If you have any other suggestions of what you want to hear us talk about, let us know. We want to hear from you. We know that there's somebody listening. We just want to do this just to have fun with each other. This has been so fun thus far. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening, we want to talk to you. We want to, you know, form a relationship with you too. So the way that you can talk to us is you can email us what you think about an episode, email us what you want us to talk about at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us, tweet us, DM us on Twitter at standingbtspod, or you can follow us, DM us, comment on our posts on our existing Instagram like fan account called Suga Vree Cookie Jams. And you can find links for all of those in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.